And Monica didn't kill us either when we April fooled her.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was so, I didn't even know we had the full clip of it anymore because we just had a little snippet and I managed to find, this was a year, you know, we didn't do a whole lot of April Fool's jokes. Mm-mm. Because it's one of those things in this
we
business.
Hate
I hate them. I do.
We,
I hate April Fool's.
We all do. We all hate them.
And it was one of those ones that, what are you going to do for April Fool's? Why don't you say a thing where, you know, it's a toilet tax? For the love of God, like, I can't do these things. Tell everyone there's a tax on their pets. Do fake commercials all day long. Play the same song over and over again. I'm like, would you, you know, how about for April Fool's, you just kill me. Let's just do that. April Fool's. But every now and then you figure out a gem, and that's what makes the jokes the best. And really what we learned was instead of trying to do April Fool's jokes on the listeners, we just did them on each other. And that's where it worked out much better. So what we did was there's a way you can talk into the controls here and you can push a couple of buttons and then it looks like you're on the radio, but you're not. Mm-hmm. So it's called disabling the board. So Danny and I had worked out ahead of time that that's what we had done. And we were playing a segment that was airing that said, hey, just so you know, we're playing an April Fool's joke on Monica right now. Stay tuned. You know, she thinks we're on the radio. So Monica thought we were live on the radio, and we had already determined ahead of time that we were just going to drop as many cuss words as we possibly could. And she thought we were live on the radio.
I took a little too long heating up my breakfast sandwich.
And it
come
was
back in the room.
Just spectacular. So here, go ahead and just enjoy.
Exactly six. My headphones aren't working.
Say what?
Wait. What did you say? My headphones aren't working.
So, did I say a cuss word?
Yes, you did.
Oh, but it didn't go over the air.
I should pause. Monica's really concerned.
She's very serious.
Yes, you did. Now, we do have, and I should say, because it makes this clip make more sense, we have a thing called the dump button. And the dump button, which I used when Chef T was talking earlier, saying very nice things about me. Thank you. Appreciate
it, Chef T.
It's a safety net where you push a button, and when someone says something, and it goes back 4 seconds. It makes 4 seconds disappear on the radio. They're just gone. It's magic. And you get two of them. So we have two dump buttons, okay? So Monica knows we have two dump buttons. So, all right, now let's continue. Here we go.
Oh, it's over the air, right? Yes, it did.
Yes,
what do
it
you
did.
Mean? Oh. Way to go. Good job. Way to start
a
Friday.
What a start.
Good job. You know what?
I'm so sorry,
Monica.
Yeah.
Let's make him feel better. Let's say cuss words, too.
I know.
Come on.
Damn.
There you go.
Yeah, Monica did not want to play along. She's like, poo-poo. Okay, here we go. Continue.
Come on. I don't know if his headphones aren't working. Is the dump button working?
Why the not? Let's swear. Let's do it.
All right, that's two. So. That's two.
I dump it, but then, you know, what if it doesn't work?
What if it doesn't work?
The dump.
No, don't test it anymore.
I've done my double dumps.
Yeah, so
no
we're done.
More. No
we're
more
done.
Out of
no,
you.
No,
you didn't do it on the first one. What?
Just do it one time.
Come on. I am out.
What are you doing? Is this... Okay, y'all are messing with me. This is April Fool's.
Monica Brooks, we are only lying, and we are live now on
K92. Okay, you...
While we were away from you moments ago, Monica Brooks was getting her April Fool's.
I hate you both.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's still, we still all play.
What is happening?
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
that
man.
Was so great.
Man.
Yeah, that was good.
I think that was the last April Fool's joke we ever did.
It was. It might have been. That was a wrap.
How could you top that one?
How do you do another
one? How do you top
one?
It?
That, of course, is the whole thing. Danny, I figured you would enjoy all of the time, since you were silenced earlier, you would enjoy some Zach Payne for just a minute, because you love a good Zach Payne. The Friday Wheel was, well, you know what? It could have been rebranded as Zach Payne. I think just in general, that's really what it became. And one of the crowning moments was called the human hot dog. Do you remember the human hot dog?
Oh, I do.
Yes.
I do. Yeah.
Yep. Monica Brooks, who really enjoyed the Friday Wheel when it wasn't her.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. As we heard when she hit me with sandwiches multiple times or not.
Uh-huh.
She got to dump all manner of condiments on me. Oh, I was a human hot dog.
This
so
sounds like fun.
I got to lay outside while Monica poured mustard, ketchup, and relish all over my body. Yes. And she went for the face. She went hard on the face.
This was one of those ones we thought this was G-rated. like kind of lame. Like we had no idea this was going to be dangerous.
Yes, right? It was. Like, yeah, and I almost drowned. I almost drowned in mustard. That's really what happened. Here it is.
We're gonna
start with
the toes
and go up. Your legs.
Mustard in my groin.
You're on the stomach. And here, let's spread this out. I have a line going everywhere.
Oh, no.
And in the face. Right on the face.
Yep, there's
the
face.
In the nostrils. Some on the arm because you are the meat.
It's in my eye.
More on the stomach. On the legs. I'm going down the legs with mustard. On the big toes.
Why spending so much time on the crotch, Monica? Come on now.
Daddy, I can't hear you no more. The mustard broke the headphones.
Oh, okay. So Zach doesn't have ears anymore, but he does have mustard in his mouth.
In his mouth,
mustard.
Yeah. Let's start with some ketchup, okay? Because you need ketchup on your hot dog.
This is not.
All right.
And then go ahead with just a big dump of the ketchup. You spread.
On the face. On the face, since you can't hear me.
You know, pause. Boy, you're really enjoying that too, Myers, aren't you?
Danny's bone line. He's like, I'm disconnected.
Hit the face. Get him in the face. Drown him. Let's take him down. All right, continue.
On the face. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was a lot.
Court mission. Does he need something?
I can't breathe.
Do you need a Heimlich? Does he need to be
you need to be saved? 911.
Alright, now we have to proceed with the relish.
Of course.
Okay, now. Alright. Now we continue.
Horn.
Now we continue with the
All right, that almost drowned poor Zach.
We had to experiment. Just a little bit.
But it was fun to do it all at once like that. Maybe the relish should go the same way.
Oh, the same way with the relish.
Oh, wait, what?
He's still choking up on ketchup.
All right, then maybe not. I don't know. Whatever you think, Monica. This is your art project.
Wiener.
All right.
Here we go.
Maybe have him hold his breath.
All right, you ready for this relish?
No.
Right, here we go. In three.
Hold my breath.
Two. Yes, hold your breath. And the relish, shake. I got to shake it out. Shake, shake. You hear that relish falling on your face? All that juicy pickleness. That's,
you know, and people ask me all the time, Zach, why are you leaving the show?
can't imagine why after that one.
How could you give up this job? Like, oh, I could wake up at 3:30.
Yeah, that was a big.
Oh, yeah. Death by ketchup. You know, there's
that was a little scary.
Few jobs on earth you can die that way. You know,
and that was tiny Monica too. Like that was back. Because Monica's voice really changed over the years on the radio. Like, that was right at the beginning, right? Like,
my voice changed.
You weren't man enough for me.
Yes.
But it's so interesting that, like, just hearing Monica enjoy torturing the hell out of Zach is so amazing.
Yeah, she took a lot. I found a lot of clips where Monica took a lot of joy in my pain.
She definitely did. You could hear it in your voice.
Because now she does it she does it with, like, mom sass. So it's different.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
Oh, but back in the day, it was just...
Yeah. Now, then it was just sassafras. It was a lot. But you know what? People can still listen to Danny Myers if they want. He's at G105 in Raleigh, which, you know, I should point out, again, since we're doing all sorts of peeks behind the curtain, Danny and I, when we, you know, had our radio career together, there was a legendary human named Bob Dumas, who did the morning show at G105, and we loved Bob, and we respected the hell out of him, and he was a show that we modeled ourselves after, and we rooted for him to retire or die, man. We wanted his job so badly.
Bob Dumas.
We did. And, you know, it's just for the fact that you are there, I think, is pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome, and one of the other things that I think is really interesting is if you remember when I left the show 5 years ago, it was to do different things. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, I've done the morning radio thing and it's time to do different things. You know, I love it, but it's time to do different things. And then how long did it last?
Hour.
A year and a half. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Because I did not think I was ever going to do a morning radio show again, and I lasted less than 2 years.
I know. People are always, they're highly suspicious of all of that stuff. They love to ask about Danny and Zach, and, what happened, and, do you still talk to Danny? What's going on? And all the time, when I tell them what you're doing, and you're doing that, they go,
I thought he said he wasn't going to do mornings anymore. So you're saying...
I tried.
Right. He did
like
try.
It was the same damn thing. It was just like that, where I had a meeting at iHeartRadio where they sat me down and they're like, you're really not good at this other stuff. You need to go back on the radio. And I said, okay.
So for everybody texting in saying, Zach, please don't leave, don't worry. I'm probably not good at this other thing I'm going to do.
I'll be back pretty soon.
And I'll be back.
Sit down with Leonard. Leonard Wheeler will sit you down in 2 years and say, yeah, we tried. We tried. Now it's time for you to go back and make us money.
But Zach, you've ruined Wheeler Digital. We're going to have to move you back to K92. But Danny, you know, always good to talk to you. And, you know, it is the truth that you're the reason I ended up in this industry. I mean, we were friends in college and we joked around that we thought it would be funny to have a radio show one day and kind of almost like a 90s sitcom used to sit in two matching Lazy Boy recliners pull them out and tell jokes. Like it was like Joey and Chandler on Friends. Yeah. I mean, that's really what it was. Yeah. We joked that, hey, maybe we'll get to do a show together someday. And we did one for 15 years, so
yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
And you're right. And I mean, because that's why I left morning radio when you guys was because my original dream was to be a DJ and to like be on the behind the scenes side of radio. That's why I got into it. And so it was kind of similar where you know I was doing that, and then Zach and I started joking around, and so the morning radio career, you know, came out of me just thinking you were the funniest person I'd ever met in my life, you know, and enjoying the laughs with you as my friend. And then it's like, well, why not just do that as a job? And another peek behind the curtain, you make a lot more money on morning radio than you do.
Very true. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I'm joking about, well, not really. it was one of those things that was never, it was never part of the plan. Since I was a little kid, I always wanted to be on the radio, but I never had a thought that I would be on a morning radio show until I met Zach and became friends with Zach. And it was such a joy. And, you know, Monica just brought it to the next level of joy. You know, we just never got there with Smelly Cat. We tried, Smelly Cat.
We told the great story of when Smelly Cat quit on us and how we had pizza and tears when we made him cry.
I begged Smelly Cat not to leave. Remember Smelly Cat? I mean, it was embarrassing, but I really didn't want Smelly Cat to leave, you know, because he was such an asset to us and such a joy having him as part of what we did. But yeah, no, I mean, at this point, you know, like to look at Zach and what you were able to accomplish personally, you know, we talk, it's all about the laughs and the, you know, the funny stuff that we do. But as you are listening today, to reflect on the bond that Zach has with that community. And I think Monica would agree with me that there's something unique that Zach has with the Southwestern Virginia community, that you have this deep love and it's effortless for you. You know, I look at your social media posts and I'm like, my God, like when did he start to get so soft? And
kids beat
things.
You down. You know how it is, you know,
kids beat you down. Yep. Uh-huh. And I know the kids, you've always had that, you know, love for your children, but there is something that you have for that community that I know is going to go on in different ways, but that's one of the things I really wanted to take special notice of today in my time on with you, is just to congratulate you on the amount of things that you have done for the area, just in promoting restaurants and helping out charities and just loving that area and expressing that love. Because sometimes people that, you know, sometimes you're from there and you don't really feel that way. So to have a voice that's on your radio every day saying, hey, this is a pretty great place to live. And hey, you know, we're going to do something. We're going to have fun today. I think there's such value in that. And congratulations. And I love you.
Couldn't have done it without you, brother. Love you too. Appreciate it. And, you know, that's not just talk either, because Danny and I openly hated both Philadelphia and Cincinnati. So that was...
Smelly Cat wanted to get somebody from Cincinnati on. Did that happen earlier?
No, it didn't happen.
No.
No, shocking. Shocking.
Couldn't get him. Oh, my God.
I tried.
It is true.
Well, they hated us. They They hated it so bad.
Well, you know what? The feeling was mutual, and that's what's important in life. So.
Yep.
Love you, man. Mean it. And appreciate everything you've done over the years. And thank you for coming on with us. You know, it's 9:59. So, like, I feel like we should just stop right here and let our syndicated voice tracked Alexia out of San Diego take over from here. Does that sound like a good idea?
Oh, that's what we're going to do.
I think we should do that. Yeah, it's very important. Mm-hmm. Now, we can't do that yet because we still have a sing along. We have to do one final sing along. So, we'll go ahead and do that. And Smelly Cat requested, and I'm not playing the whole 5-minute version of it because it's way too long. But he wanted to hear his version of Prince's Kitty Control that he made 20 years ago because he was so proud of himself. Because Prince has this song that you can't really play in public.
Yeah, congratulations on your retirement. Look what I did.
Yep. So, Danny, thank you. Best of luck for, you know, continued always. And we'll talk to you again here real soon.
You got it, guys.
All right. Here it is, Smelly Cat, the Kitty Control. He made this himself because you were Smelly Cat. You were excited. You did. It was like an art project. We hung it on the refrigerator for years. How long do you leave the kids' art on the refrigerator? That really becomes the question, Smelly Cat, because this is your art project.
It is. That was a lot of editing.
Yeah, there is a lot of editing on that song. There definitely is.
Great job with it.
There is. And there's still 2 more minutes of it.
Let's play them.
No. I don't think we can do that. We do have to do like one final sing-along, and then I got to throw everybody out of the room so I can cry.
Oh, you will cry?
I probably will.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He hasn't cried at all yet.
He had a couple of tears, but he just kind of...
He blinked them back.
Yeah, he blinked them back. Wow. Yeah.
Look,
that is crazy. We've been together, like working together 15 years.
Don't start on that yet.
What? I'm just saying, like, I was just...
No, Monica, save it.
Save it.
No, Monica, because... Monica, because what we want to do is build it up.
So that when you start, go ahead.
All right, go ahead. Jump in there.
No, go ahead. No, jump in there. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to hush.
No, you do it. You do it. 15 years. Go ahead.
No, but like...
So do you want me to throw everybody out and we cry, and then I'll bring them back in for Tennessee whiskey? Does that make better sense?
Okay.
Oh yeah, because that's going to get away the tears. Everybody needs tears.
Is that how we do that? Is that how it works?
You do whatever you want to do.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, get the hell out of here. Love you.
See you guys in a second.
Like, everybody's got to leave except for Antoine and Monica.
Oh. It smells like
I'm taking a bourbon.
Oh, you really are taking a bourbon.
And then y'all can come back in for Tennessee whiskey, everybody.
Oh, let's sing out.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Oh.
Oh, are we singing out too?
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh. It's going to be like the last like sing out.
It is.
I know.
Yeah. Craziness. Weird. But it's all right. It's all right.
Bye. It's Facebook Live. I'm like, get out.
Aw. No, but 15 years. Like, No, but it hit me this morning, like driving. I'm on 581. I'm like, this is the last time that we're really in a room working together and doing a show after years. Like, we've experienced, you know, weddings and our kids and just all that. Like, I thought to myself, do I write something down to express how I feel about the moment, or do I just say what I say? Because usually I just say what I say anyway.
No, I mean, we've never written anything down on the show.
No, we haven't. So
why start today?
They wouldn't be it, right? So, I mean, I just want to say I love you, and I really am happy for you, and I think that your next journey, you're going to do so well with everything. You know, you're going to handle everything well. And you're here. We're still here. We're family. And
we are. And you know, I think that's...
And I appreciate you, though.
That's an important word, too, because we are. And it... Family, the reality is you have your highs, you have your lows.
Yeah.
You fight.
We definitely have some challenges. But that's going to happen in life with just anyone, you know. But I feel like over the years, during those challenges, we were able to learn from one another. And it helped us grow. It helped our relationship. And, you know, and we made this show happen. You know, and after Danny left, I think me and Zach both sat in a room like, okay, now what are we going to do? And we were able to successfully carry on the morning thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing has been great on so many different levels, on so many different ways throughout the years. And I think every moment is magical, and I think every moment has been great, and every moment has been the best too.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, I would compare it to when you have kids, and
I didn't cry.
There it is.
See, by the way,
I'll take you down. Don't you? It's like having a kid.
Yeah.
Where every moment is different, mm-hmm. but every moment is great. And you look forward to the next one.
You've had a lot of moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've given a lot to the community. People, your name still rings bells. People speak highly of yep. you. People, you have been that voice. You know, we've made jokes about like Mr. Rogers and things like that. Like, oh, I grew up with Mr. Rogers and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Zach, you are the Mr. Rogers to a lot of people. Like, their days started with you. Memories that they made on their own, you were in the background of those memories. And that's something that you have to be able to take solace in, because you have been a strong influence on so many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny you bring that up, because like Mr. Rogers was my first morning show, man.
See?
That was my guy there. Loved that guy.
Yeah.
And it was that same thing. It was that ability to have that constant that you counted mm-hmm. on, and that thing that you wanted to have to start your day and get your mood right and whatever it was. And you know, I appreciate the opportunity, and I could have easily kept doing it.
Yeah.
And kept doing the same thing, but there was just something nagging at me that
soul speaks to you, it speaks to you.
Yeah.
You have to do what, you know, what's right for you. And you also have to say, you know, you've done a damn good job.
Thank you.
With the morning thing. You know, you and Danny both, y'all killed it. You should really be proud of yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's not often you do 20 years in this business in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Roanoke has had several people that have done it too. I mean, Dick and Dave have been doing it for 30.
Yeah.
Right down the hall. Brett's been doing it for 20. That should tell you something right there, just mm-hmm. about this building and you know.
And the
this building holds talent.
This community.
And mm-hmm. the listeners, yeah. That's what I was about to say. The way that, you know, I've already learned it in my short time, so I could imagine how you guys feel being here so much longer, is that when the community opens their doors for you, they leave them open.
Yeah.
Like, in case you have to leave, you can come back home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain listeners, you know what? If you don't text or call, I'm worried about you. You know, we all are like thinking, oh, we haven't heard from Tommy.
I haven't talked to Tommy in a while.
Yeah, where's Tommy?
I don't know.
Like, Brian of Withfield, we're concerned. Like, we don't hear from you.
We had a listener named Kim that used to call into the show all the time back in the day. I heard a clip with her that we were replaying yesterday. I wonder. I don't know what happened to her. You know, that
kind of
thing.
We would stop by on Christmas. We became, like, that close with her. We just, you know, stop by and say hello, Merry Christmas.
So it's
a lot of memories.
It's not so much leaving as it is just kind of changing. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like I got more. There's more I got to do.
And a part of the journey is the end, right? Like, it's the end of a certain thing to start a brand new journey. So, you know.
And if you don't, then you don't. Like,
exactly.
You don't have a new journey, and you can get stuck in the same place. And even if it's something that you love or don't mind, even, you know, whatever you want to do, is I couldn't just leave it on the table and feel like I think I would have been more upset with myself if I didn't just try.
Yeah,
there's
I won't
gonna play it, because it's not the kind of music we play. I'm gonna listen to a lot of alternative music. There's a song by a band called The Struts,
mm-hmm.
and I've listened to the song a lot in the last year, and it's called Could Have Been Me,
mm-hmm.
and it's about like not wanting to live in regret and not wanting to doubt those moments and just doing the things that you want to try. And you know, I'm getting to that point in my life where it's like, shoot, I'm
gonna go for
this
it
for a while.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die here if I don't do something else.
And we would be completely remiss if we did not say thank you to your wife Jessica, to your kids Isabella and Lennon, because we have taken you from so many moments with them.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we need to say thank you for sharing your father, your husband, with us.
Yep.
And now, with a heavy heart, we are giving them back to you. You can make some of those memories together.
Antoine keeps me on task. He's good. He reminds me of like, crap, I got to do thank yous and everything. But, you know, thank you to everybody over the years for listening. I mean, that's first and foremost, because it's like, if they don't, this doesn't happen. 20 years doesn't happen just because I keep showing up.
Right.
I mean, it happens because people actually care and they listen and they support. So mm-hmm. thank you for that. And that's why I feel like I need to do what I need to do, because I can do more for those people.
Yeah.
That have done so much for me over the years. And it's crazy to think that our boss, Kevin, I owe so much to him, even though I joke about it all the time. I bang on him, but you know, he believed in us from the
moment,
and he fought for us, and we were not normal for what they were looking for. Mm-hmm. We were more expensive than what they were looking for.
He heard,
you know,
something and he knew.
He did. Yeah. And he was like, this is my show. And he was. He was like, this is my forever show. And yeah. And he did recognize that. And I appreciate Leonard Wheeler for giving us that opportunity. And, you know, everybody we've worked with over the years, everybody on this show, AJ and Smelly Cat. And, I mean, God, Crystal Legends was here for like 2 days when we first got here. And Otis and Freddie Mac and...
Hey, Peppy.
Peppy, the helper monkey.
Yep.
We had so many other random, like Cubby, the intern. There were so many interns behind the scenes. I think it's cool that I still talk to some of those people and watch them grow in their careers and the things that they're doing and be able to do that. And thank you to you guys. I mean, it's been a great last 3 years of this squad together. Mm-hmm. I've been super proud of the things that we've been able to do and the willingness you guys are to buy in. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's a fun job in a lot of ways. And people say, oh, you get to just turn on the microphone and talk and stuff. But it's a hard job.
It is.
It's a grind.
Yeah. It's and lots of jobs are grinds. They are. And they all are in their different way. But this one is, you know, it can be emotionally exhausting
mentally.
And mentally because you're putting yourself out there
mm-hmm.
a lot. And your life is your job.
Yep.
And your job is your life. And in a lot of ways, that can wear you out. And 3:30 in the morning is pretty dang early, too. So, you know, I appreciate you guys, for doing what you've done and believing in me. I know, Antoine, you talk about me believing in you
right.
and Monica and saying, but you guys believe in me too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to be here. Nobody has to be here. And the fact that you believe in this, I love you guys and I appreciate everything that you've done.
Love you.
We love you.
Yes.
Look, I can say
you
love can
say
you.
It.
Oh, look at you.
It only took, 15 years?
15 years, you finally got it out.
And as Antoine says, you know, shout out to my family. I mean, my wife has supported me for so many years. Mm-hmm. I met her in Cincinnati at the radio station.
Yeah.
She came in with a coworker who wanted to win tickets to, I don't know, some crappy 90s band. I have no idea. I don't even know what it was. But I met her, and then she came out to a bar appearance that I had that night because I was 23 years old. I was like, hand out the Cincinnati corned beef, and I bought her a drink, and the rest is history. And mm-hmm. she followed me to Philadelphia.
Oh.
And then she followed me to, you know, the place we had to find on a map. I should tell you this, too, is when we came to Roanoke, Danny and I, we were offered a job in Milwaukee also, same time. And, you know, that's a bigger city. I think it was actually for a little bit more money also. Mm-hmm. And we picked Roanoke and we weren't entirely sure why in mm-hmm. some respects, but it just felt right to us. And I remember when we told the Milwaukee people, they were so mad. They were so mad at
angry.
Us. And they said, where are you going? Podunk? Where is it again?
Oh,
yeah, it was.
Rude.
They didn't know where Roanoke was. And to be honest, I wasn't quite sure either when I first got here. But I know I made the right decision. And I'm thrilled that I did. And every decision that I've made has taken me to this moment right here. And I thank everybody for listening. I thank my wife, Jessica, my family, Lennon and Isabella, and, you know, my family and mm-hmm. friends and parents and everything. I mean, my mom lives here now.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law lives here now. I can't get rid of any of
them.
They all followed you.
It's really your home.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. And that's why I want to do more for it. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is it Tennessee whiskey time?
I think it is.
All right,
let me get
so.
Right back.
I think it
I
is.
I believe so.
All right. Get on back in here. Like, I cried a little. Did they all leave? Oh, there you are.
All right.
Oh. I was like, oh, my God, they all left. How dare you?
We were talking about Jessica.
We heard you
cry. I cried. I heard you. Yay. Yay. Let's sing along. You have to do it, too. Everybody listening, come on. Still a little Tennessee whiskey. We got whiskey.
I don't have a cup.
Get a cup.
Used to spend my nights out of barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known.
Here we go.
But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back being too far gone. Oh, let's move. Tennessee whiskey.
Virginia whiskey.
Virginia whiskey. You're as sweet as one strawberry wine. You're as warm.
Hit that note, Zach! Hit it!
Yes,
in Monica's throat, because it's so hot all the time.
Ice is stone on your
Sing that song, boy.
Found the bottom of the bottle's always dry.
He was an insane member.
But when you put out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Whiskey. You're as sweet
as wine.
Strawberry wine.
Good radio.
You're as full of
love.
You're as sweet strawberry wine.
Hit it, somebody hit it.
You're as warm.
It's gonna hit back.
One last time.
Oh, man.
Monica and Zach. And Antoine and Monica and Zach. And Antoine and Monica and Zach. And Antoine and Monica and Zach. Zach, Zach, Zach.
And Antoine. Oh, and it's the worst one, too.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Bob Patrick.
Bob Patrick's in the building.
Bob.
Love you, pal.
Oh,
man.
I meant to bring Bob in because Bob, here, come over here for just a second here, Bob. Bob started at K92 1 month. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it, Will, from Channel 13's Living. Bob, you started 1 month prior to us.
Yes.
So what was your thought as you rolled on in, and we rolled on in, the K92 morning thing?
I thought, who are these guys taking over the joint?
And, Yahoos? Was it Yahoos?
Yahoos. And it's... But no, it's been a great 20 years. I didn't come in here for that. I just wanted to give you a hug.
No, but I did. I wanted to talk to you about that.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I mean, you're part of the story too, and, mm-hmm. and the heritage of K92, and you've been here. Well, see, I quit at 19 years and 11 months just to drive a Monica crazy, but this is like your 20 year right here.
July 1st. Yeah. July 1st. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thanks.
One week away.
So but, his last show will be at 2.
Yeah. Now you're great, man. Love you very much.
Oh, thank you. Love you too, man. Love everybody. Appreciate it. Thank you for everything. And again, we'll be around. So, I'll be around. You can't get rid of me.
Yeah.
I could just leave the microphone on.
Cheers.
Cheers, 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 cheers.
Ching, ching.
Monica, see your short little T-Rex arms one final time. Cheers to everybody.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.